Well, Mary Quant really pioneered high street fashion, and she was the most revolutionary and iconic fashion designer of the 1960s. So before Quant, it was a very fashion was a very exclusive sort of business. You had couturiers and sort of high-end department stores, but Mary really took fashion to the streets and made it more accessible and more affordable for everyone. Her designs were radical for the time as well, so she was she popularised the mini skirt, and she loved to have fun with and poke fun, I guess, at British traditions, and use those traditional fabrics such as wool and tweed, or gentleman's suit fabric, and transform those into fun and relaxed garments for women. So she was really a feminist icon in her time, in the fact that she was such a successful businesswoman, and she took all of her designs then out into the world. So really harnessing that spirit of the 60s, that fun and energy and optimism of post-war Britain, and then using new mass production techniques, she expanded her business around the world.
What impact did Mary have on Australia?
Mary's garments were distributed widely in Australia, so we can see the miniskirt begin to emerge in the mid-1960s, and many will remember Jean Shrimpton's appearance at the Melbourne Cup in 1965. She was a model for Quant, and the dress that she wore was really popularised by Quant, enabling women to, move more freely and dress exactly in ways that they wanted to.
What sort of people could buy Mary Quant? Was it an exclusive line, or is it for the everyday person?
Well, early on she had a boutique on the King's Road in Chelsea called Bazaar, and those clothes were sort of more one-offs and a lot of sort of, not a huge sort of mass production sort of line. But later on, when she had some collaborations with manufacturers in the UK and the US, her clothing became very affordable and was available all around the world. So these were simple, modern designs for working women, and more accessible for everyone.
How do you go about curating something that's in London and getting it to Bendigo?
It has been a challenge, and we have collaborated with the V&A on a number of occasions, and usually their staff would come here out on site and work with us, so we've done everything remotely. It's been a challenge. We've really put Zoom to work, and we've been in touch with them every day, but we are presented with this incredible checklist of objects and a very skilled designer, and working with them remotely, we've been able to present this story here in Bendigo.
So it's just starting now. How excited are you?
I'm so excited, and I have to say I did see this exhibition in London a couple of years ago, if you remember, when we were allowed to travel, and I knew that this would resonate with Australian audiences because Quant was so popular here, and it's just such a fun and optimistic time in history.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.